It wasn't until the fourth roofing contractor arrived at the house that the homeowner heard about the importance of attic ventilation for the new roof that was being estimated. And that fourth contractor ended up submitting the highest price for the project. That fourth contractor was hired by the homeowner. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. The fourth contractor I mentioned above is Andy Matuszewski, owner of ABM Roofing in McDonough, Georgia, outside of Atlanta. Andy is our guest today. Welcome to the podcast, Andy.
Hey, Paul. Happy to be here. You know, I'm a big fan of you, AirVent, and everything you do for the industry.
Ah, very kind of you, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. Andy, two very common complaints or points of frustration expressed by roofing contractors during the Q&A portion of our seminars are this. I have to compete against roofing contractors who never mention proper attic ventilation to the homeowner. And as a result, my price is almost always higher than the other estimates. So now I have to explain something they've never heard before, attic ventilation, and I have to defend my price. Andy, now I'd like to please read a portion of an email you sent me some time ago that pertains to this very subject. You wrote to me, "Paul, I was the fourth roofer and the highest price to meet with this homeowner. Nobody mentioned attic ventilation, which still blows my mind." It blows our mind too, Andy. And as it turns out, you shared with me you were hired by that homeowner for the project. Andy, why do you think roofing contractors are not bringing up proper attic ventilation to the homeowner?
Well, Paul, sadly, I think it would be ignorance. Unfortunately, some of these guys don't take the time to educate themselves about the taller roof system. I have to admit, I was one of those guys until I attended one of your seminars.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, many times, I guess it comes down to, Andy, just lack of knowledge about its importance. They're not purposely ignoring it. They just don't know yet.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct.
Andy, do you consider yourself at a disadvantage going in knowing you will likely be bringing up a topic, attic ventilation, that maybe the homeowner has not heard before or fully understood its importance? Do you consider yourself at a disadvantage going in because you have to do that?
Well, actually, Paul, and luckily, this has proven to be a huge advantage for me, allowing me to stand out in front of the homeowner and provide clarity so it becomes more about quality than the price alone in my pitch.
I like
so
that.
I believe it's the-
Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I believe that is a huge advantage for us being familiar with the proper ventilation process.
I like that you use that word clarity, Andy, that you're providing clarity to the homeowner. I like that.
Yes, sir. It's all about educating the homeowner about the roof system, ventilation, and everything in between, so the homeowner understands the full roof system, not just the ventilation, but the whole roof system and everything that comes with the roof system.
Andy, is your mindset as you arrive on the scene to the homeowner, is your mindset privately, there's a good chance I'm going to have to explain this to the homeowner?
Absolutely. That is always the first thing on my mind is, where do I start? Where do I begin? What's the most important part of the roof system? And I try to educate the homeowner step by step and explain each step of the roof system and how important it is.
Thank you. Andy, if I may, before we continue too much further, for our listeners who may not already be familiar with attic ventilation is a combination of intake vents installed low on the roof or in the soffit overhang of the house to allow air into the attic to help push out any heat and moisture buildup inside the attic, allowing it to exit through exhaust vents, which are installed high on the roof at or near the roof's peak. Andy, what tips or advice would you offer to roofing contractors who might be listening, who might also feel frustrated having to bid against other roofing companies that do not factor in proper attic ventilation?
Well, embrace it, educate yourself, be confident, and use that knowledge to sell the products. So it's really simple. If you follow this simple procedure, standard procedure that it is for me, is basically educating the homeowner and just be confident about the product and the service that you offer to that homeowner.
Andy, I like that word, embrace it. That's a great mindset, in my opinion. Embrace it. It's probably going to be the case today that you're going to have to explain it. Embrace it and look at it as an opportunity.
That's right. Absolutely.
Andy, for any homeowners who might be listening, what guidance would you offer if they are suspicious? Let's just say I, Paul's Roofing, I'm the only contractor mentioning proper attic ventilation who's been to their house. What would you say to that homeowner, please, Andy?
Well, I always ask to peek in the attic, and often I get this surprise look and the question, why would you want to do that? This is my perfect time to mention the importance of a proper ventilation. Based on my observation, it allows me to further address the topic with the homeowner and begin to educate them on their own roof and how it can be improved. So this is my starting point, and I strongly recommend other contractors to get familiar with the ventilation process, as well as the homeowner that's willing to invest into their home improvement. Then I try to bring everything in perspective so the homeowner understands the value of the new roof and the roof ventilation.
Sure. I like that, Andy. Hey, Andy, let's shift gears slightly to price, please. In your email to me, you shared that you were the highest price of the four estimates the homeowner was reviewing. If you don't mind, Andy, how did you overcome any price questioning by the homeowner that day?
Well, I love when the homeowner shows me their estimates so I can help them compare apples to apples. At the same time, I'll educate them in the value of spending a little extra to get much better results from it, especially ventilation to a shingle all the way to all the accessories.
Andy, is being more expensive an automatic deal breaker in your experience when talking to homeowners?
You know, Paul, not necessarily. I have tried to gain reputation of not being the cheapest bid, but also raising the standard of the system myself. More often than these homeowners call me to be step above and don't expect the cheapest quote.
I see. Andy, you're using a lot of phrases that are catching my ears. Raising the standard. I love that. So for any listeners who might be roofing contractors listening, concerned about competing against lower bids, be confident in your price, your fair asking price. You're raising the standard for the project, and you're doing what's best for that roof, for that customer.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Andy, I found another portion of your email. By the way, I save all emails that I find interesting. Yours is one of them. I found another portion of your email interesting. I'd like to share with our listeners. You wrote that the homeowner initially disagreed with your attic ventilation assessment that day and your proposed solution. In fact, Andy, you wrote, our discussion got a little heated. Now, it turns out the homeowner was a builder who designed and built his own house. Unfortunately, he was committing the very common mistake of mixed types of attic ventilation. And we've talked about this, Andy, privately offline. Mixing exhaust can short circuit the airflow. It can cause inefficient airflow in the attic, as well as weather infiltration through one of the exhaust vent types. We dedicated a previous episode to that topic. Andy, how did you explain the mistake to the homeowner, and how did you arrive at a common understanding?
Well, Paul, we looked at the roof together, and when we stepped outside, I giggled a little bit, comparing it to the Christmas tree with too many ornaments. It was open to the understanding that more isn't always better. And I went a little bit more into detail and explained the short circuiting, et cetera, meaning, you know, mixing the sources of exhaust doesn't always work correctly. So I really stressed the importance of the proper intake and the exhaust system, and that more, it's not always better. It's got to be well balanced so it works properly. And that caught my customer's attention, and he realized that I made sense and I knew what I was talking about.
Nicely played, Andy. Christmas tree with too many ornaments. That's fantastic. I love that analogy.
He didn't like that at first, but he understood that what I was talking about, and everything started making better sense to him.
Sure, sure. Hey, Andy, any tips for your fellow roofing contractors who face homeowners who disagree with their recommendations for the project specific to attic ventilation?
Well, you know, you just have to take your time to visually point out their issues and explain to them why it's not efficient. And of course, you know, attitude is everything. Confident but kind, and make them understand the airflow and explain the proper airflow and the whole roof system. And once you put that into content, it makes the sale and the whole process so much easier. So really, it's just being confident and having good positive attitude, and just explain that system. And it's makes them so much more comfortable. And then your homeowner becomes your friend, and they trust you and your opinion. And that makes things so much easier to break that barrier and establish a good relationship with that client.
Breaking through that barrier with confidence, said kindly. Great, great stuff, Andy. Great stuff. Thank you. Andy, as we wrap up this episode, is there anything you'd like to add for our listeners, either about overcoming price objections, holding your ground when discussing proper attic ventilation, scope of work, or anything at all?
Well, Paul, you know, for me, I carry a ridge vent sample in my presentation, and this often opens conversation by visually piquing interest into the sample. So basically, I show, let them touch it, feel it, bend it, and then once they physically see it and feel it, it definitely sparks more interest, and they really get very focused on that particular subject of ventilation. And that what makes me look so much, not necessarily better, but makes me stand out from other bidders that are getting, because nobody gets really deep into this conversation of insulation and ventilation, which is a huge part of the roof system. So carrying a piece of a ridge vent, a sample of a ridge vent, it's been a very beneficial piece into my presentation.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Andy. I know from the photos that you share with me for our listeners that Andy often uses ridge vent for exhaust on his projects. Andy, if I may put you on the spot, do you have projects where the final exhaust chosen is not going to be ridge vent, but it might be another category? Do you have projects like that?
Yes, sir. So, you know, I would have to say that 90% of our exhaust is the ridge vent.
Okay.
But we do also offer other solutions if our intake might not be sufficient enough for the exhaust. We might not have enough intake or not enough space for the exhaust. So we will use maybe a power fan, solar power fan, which mainly our options is the ridge vent, and then of course maybe power fans, ridge vent, hip vent. So we do have other options in case our ridge vent is not sufficient enough to work on particular roof design.
Okay, great, understood. And the nice thing about a sample, having a sample on hand, I've heard this from other contractors, Andy. It helps the homeowner understand what the vent is, how it's going to look, and not that we're talking about the beauty of ridge vents, but one of the nice things about a ridge vent is it's low profile and not very noticeable after it's installed.
Well, absolutely. Also, that gives me an opportunity to upgrade their ridge cap. So instead of using a standard, for example, sealer ridge cap, I can upgrade the homeowner to a TimberTex ridge cap, which is beefier and nicer looking, because that gives me an opportunity to upgrade them to a nicer looking ridge vent at the same time. So not only were you giving them beautiful looking low profile ridge vent, but we also beef up their ridge cap, and that makes their roof stand out from the rest of the roofs on the street. A little bit more of a curb appeal.
Sure. Great. That's great. Thanks, Andy, for sharing that. Fantastic. Hey, Andy, I really want to thank you for your time today. I appreciate everything that you've shared with me over the years. We first met, I believe, at the Air Vent Seminar in Atlanta several years ago, and you sent me Found in the Field photos, drone footage. So thank you so much. Thanks for being our guest today, Andy.
Thanks for having me, Paul. A pleasure as always. And I encourage everyone listening to attend Paul's seminar like I did years ago, because it changed my sales approach and success rate all the way around. So I'm very grateful, Paul, and thank you for everything that you're doing for the roofing industry.
You're very welcome, Andy. So kind of you to share that. Thank you, Andy, very much. On behalf of AirVent, the industry at large, and homeowners, I want to thank you again, Andy, for your time.
Thank you, Paul. No problem. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Being the only roofing contractor who brings up proper attic ventilation to the homeowner, or submitting a price that is higher than the others, does not make you wrong. It's your chance to explain why you are the right contractor for the project. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or whatever platform you used to listen to this episode. Be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Andy was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.